Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Now here's your host, Ben Kruger.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Authority Engine, where our mission is to help you launch your business into the limelight with actionable advice, real-life case studies, and tactics straight from all the top podcasters. I'm really excited to have you guys back again this week because we're going to be talking with Carrie Ho. She is the founder of thesongbirdtree.com and an international vocal coach and singer. So we're switching it up a little bit this week. She is not a podcaster, but what she does do is she provides one-on-one coaching and consulting as well as training videos for singers typically. But we are going to talk to her a little bit about her expertise with voice and vocals and warming up and some exercises that we can do. So we will jump right into that. But first, let's talk for one quick second on our featured podcast. This is the House Flipping Podcast with Justin Williams. That's an inside look at flipping houses. And Justin talks to experienced investors, real estate professionals. And the idea there is to bring you, you know, actionable advice and real kind of digging deep and pulling back the curtains on real estate investing and house flipping. So this is something that I'm a little bit interested in, which is why I discovered it and bringing it to you guys. So if that's something you think is interesting or could potentially be something you're interested in the future, definitely check it out. All right, let's jump into it. We've got Carrie Ho, and we're going to be talking about what we need to do as vocal performers, because, you know, podcasting is a vocal performance. So what we need to do as vocal performers to not only sound really good, but also to keep our voices fresh for a long time and to promote longevity of our voice for the long run. So let's jump into it. All right, welcome podcasters. Today we've got Carrie Ho on the line from thesongbirdtree.com. She's an international vocal coach and singer. She does one-on-one coaching and consulting for vocal, you know, singers and any vocal artists. And she's going to be on today talking with us about preparing your voice and having the best vocals possible as a podcast host. So welcome to the show, Carrie. We're very excited to have you on.
Thank you so much, Ben. Likewise, I'm very excited to be here.
Awesome, awesome. Well, let's jump right into it. First thing, I suppose, let's get a little background on you. How did you get into vocal coaching and singing and consulting as a career?
Yeah, good question. I actually have a bit of a funny background. I started off in the corporate world, so trying to climb the corporate ladder, doing something completely different to what I do now. So I was actually in auditing, and then I did a bit of HR work. And then I decided 2.5 years into that it was time for me to pursue my love for music. I didn't know what that was going to look like, but I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to go and get the best coaches that I can and then just see what happens. And so I started my journey into vocal training and really getting mastery over my own voice and my singing and all that kind of thing. And at the time, I think it was maybe a year after I started having this rigorous training, that my coach said to me, "Hey, why don't I train you to be a vocal coach?" And I kind of went, are you sure? Anyway, to cut a long story short, that's what she did. And she did. She worked with me for another 1 or 2 years after that. And then after that, I went on to, launch my career as a vocal coach, as a singer, songwriter as well at the time. I don't do too much of that now. But and it's been an amazing journey. So loving what I do and will never turn back.
Beautiful, beautiful. Definitely love to hear the stories into, you know, the transition from 9 to 5 or more, the cubicle jail cell, to something that you're far more passionate about, which is obviously something that inspires everybody. So yeah, really appreciate that. That's a winner. So let's talk a little bit about vocal training for podcasters. So obviously, as a podcast host, our voices are pretty important. What are kind of some overall concepts that carry over from the singing world that we as podcasters can implement to kind of help our podcasting voice?
Yeah, really great question. I mean, obviously it's the same instrument we use, you know, whether it's podcasting, so speaking or singing, it's the same instrument. So there's a lot of things that overlap. I guess a few things that I want to highlight is the first thing is just having to get rid of tension in your body. That's actually a really important thing that many, many people, including a lot of singers and public speakers and so forth, just don't even realize that it's important. But you see, when you actually have a tense body or maybe tension carrying in your jaw or your tongue and stuff like that, it's actually going to absorb your sound. So you end up trying harder to sound clearer, if that makes sense. Mm. And so it's really important to just, you know, spend some time getting rid of tension. So whether that means having a bit of a stretch or going out for a run or giving your face a little bit of a massage and, you know, sticking your tongue out and just, you know, making some very undignified sounds like, it actually really helps to get rid of that tension that will actually absorb your sound. So that's one thing. And another thing to think about is posture. I would imagine that for podcasters, you'd probably be sitting down while you're recording your calls. Would that be right, Ben?
I'm sitting down right now. Yes, we typically are sitting down.
Yeah. So, and you know, one thing that people don't really think about much is just, you know, the way I'm sitting, how is it actually affecting the breath flow to my vocal cords? And therefore, how is that going to affect the clarity of my tone? And so in terms of sitting, you know, I mean, basically we want to be comfortable, but we don't want to be slouchy or lazy because that's actually going to come through in your voice when you're speaking. But you want to have, you know, quite a just upright posture, but not like military style, you know, trying to be really like, super straight or anything. But what you want to be able to feel is that you're supporting your body. So if you're sitting in a chair, for example, the best thing to do is to actually sit just a little bit forward in the chair. So you're not leaning back, but you're sitting a bit forward. You've got your feet flat on the floor. So there's this feeling of being grounded and there's this feeling of being supported by your body. And, you know, your posture's straight. So your body's kind of, you know, in good alignment. You know, you haven't got your neck jutting out or your chin sticking forward or your shoulders slumped or anything like that, because that's going to hinder the way the breath flows to your vocal cords. And if your breath can't flow properly to the vocal cords, it's just not going to be able to produce a clear sound. And also,
I can, I'm going to jump in there because I'm definitely guilty of that one. Very often, you know, because podcasting, no one can see you, you know, so it's obviously auditory. I have the habit of doing the whole lean back and kick my feet up method, which occasionally works, but I can definitely tell sometimes, you know, when I get a little bit too comfortable with that lean back, you know, if you got to lean forward to even reach the mic or, you know, that kind of thing, it just simply doesn't work.
Well, exactly. And especially if you're someone who records a lot of calls in one day, for example, you know, if you want your voice to last the day, you really need to be mindful of your posture, because if your posture is good, you're actually better able to take a lower breath, which I'll talk about more in a moment, which is going to help to sustain your voice. Because if we take a really shallow breath, which is what we normally do, right? Normally, we tend to take a shallow breath that makes our chest and our shoulders rise up. And what that does is it dries your vocal cords really quickly and you just won't last the day. So by your third or fourth interview, or not even, you might even start feeling a bit husky. You know, I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but you feel like your voice is a bit husky, you're losing it a little bit, you're having to clear your throat, you know, that kind of thing. So the posture is important just so that it can support a lower breath to your vocal cords.
Mm-hmm. No examples here.
Sorry? No examples.
I said no bad examples here. Nope.
Cool. But in terms of what do I mean by a lower breath? Well, what I mean is it's a breath that actually expands your tummy. So you kind of get this feeling of getting a bit fat. and that's okay. You know, so if you actually put your hand on your lower tummy just below your belly button, if you kind of just take a breath and you just release your tummy, just let it go, you'll see that it expands. And that's the kind of low breath that we need In order for our voice to last, you know, for a day of podcast calls, for example.
Yeah, so I'm over here with my hand below my belly button doing some breathing exercises. And I can picture everybody listening to this out walking their dogs with their hands on their belly buttons doing some breathing exercises right now, which is fantastic.
I love it. And can I suggest that it's actually something really easy to practice before you go to sleep? So, for example, just before you nod off to bed, right, you're lying down on your back, just place your hand below your belly button, just as I've said, and you'll find that naturally you breathe deeply when you're lying down because you're most relaxed and your body's most open. And so what happens is that you actually feel your tummy rise up like a mountain and then it comes back down again as you're breathing in and out. And if you cultivate that sense every night before you go to sleep, and then when you get up and you're ready to do your podcast, just check in again, you know, and you'll find that it becomes a habit. So I guess what I'm saying is this is just a little tip for, you know, if you want to cultivate it as a habit, doing it before you go to sleep is awesome because it's also going to help you sleep better because deep breathing will always calm you down and, you know, and good rest is always really good for voice care as well.
They do keep saying that on the news, that getting good sleep is the key to life. Interesting. So as far as for podcasters, let's say for exercises, let's say I'm about to do an interview, what are some little warm-ups or exercises that I can do to sound clearer and not have to put forth so much effort on air?
Sounds, really good question. So, the things that I just covered now, they're the fundamentals. So you really want to make sure that, you know, you're breathing right and your posture's right and you haven't got tension in your body first, right? Once you're feeling good all about all those things, some really good exercises to begin. One is called, I call the bubble. So it's literally, what you do is you roll your lips together, making a bit of a bubbly sound like this. Okay, so I should actually, that's it. Oh, well done, Ben. Yeah. Amazing. That was so good. Okay, so what that does, right, is it actually massages your vocal cords gently and it just sort of gets them thinned out, ready for you know, whatever it is that you're going to do for the day in terms of using your voice. Because especially when we first get up in the morning, because we haven't spoken for like 8 hours or whatever, the vocal cords are really thick. And so that's when you get up in the morning and you feel like, oh, I sound like a frog, you know? And you know what? You're like, you sort of have a bit of a heavier tone. And that's just because all the bloods just rush to your vocal cords because you're lying down. You get really thick vocal cords. So the bubble just thins out your vocal cords so that you actually find the other parts of your range and pitch as you're speaking, because obviously when we're speaking, we're not always speaking down here or, you know, we're sort of, it's dynamic. You know, you can hear from my voice that I kind of speak on quite a high pitch level and that keeps the energy there, right? So the bubbling exercise is a really good one. So what you want to do is just really random pitches, just whatever comes out, you know, or down. So from your lower range to your upper range, back down to your lower range. You want to do that for about a minute or two. And that's an amazing beginning. And then after that, what you want to do is actually make sure that you're not speaking in such a way that you're putting pressure on your throat. So I don't know if you felt this before, Ben, like maybe after an hour call or something, you start to feel like, oh, my voice is, it's just not the same. It's not as clear. Mm-hmm. It's a bit tired, right? And more often than not, it's because you've been speaking in such a way that you're putting pressure on your vocal cords. So what you want to do is learn how to produce what's called resonance. So resonance is basically the sound that you're making. So when you're speaking, it literally bounces off the bones in your face, propelling the sound forward. Can you kind of picture that? I don't know if you can picture.
I'm imagining sound waves bouncing all over my face. This is actually pretty fun.
I love it. Yeah. So, you know, one thing I like to kind of say in terms of an image or an analogy is imagine like you're kind of throwing darts out of your mouth to a dartboard on the wall right directly in front of you. So, and what we use, the exercise we use to actually cultivate that is an exercise. So it's like you've got a plate of food in front of you, your favorite food, whatever that is. Imagine that right now. And you go, and you should feel a sense of vibration or buzz in your lips and also in your nose area. Do you want to try that, Ben?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Do you feel that buzz going on there?
This is, you can feel your whole kind of your cheeks and your nose vibrate.
Love it. Okay, so you're doing it correctly. Yeah. And so that's how we cultivate that sense of resonance. So again, you just spend about a minute going, you know, just in different kind of random pitches in your voice, and just imagining, you know, or sort of feeling that buzz, and imagining that buzz really shooting out of your face to the wall in front of you. And that's just a really good way to make sure you're never talking in such a way that's putting pressure on your throat, because you're actually letting the resonance take your voice forward rather than the muscles in your throat, because the vocal cords are extremely fragile. They're very small, and if you put too much pressure on it, that's it. You know, after half an hour, 1 hour of talking, you're going to start feeling husky. So yeah.
And I've definitely had those days where you just push it too much to where, you know, you talk too much, or and I particularly like the exercise you were talking about before, the bubbles exercise for loosening up in the morning, and particularly if you had a little bit to drink the night before, because as we all know, the morning gravel voice, though it may be sexy, it might not be the best podcast voice.
Yes, exactly.
So as far as no-nos or things that we should avoid as podcast hosts, what are some either liquids or postures that we should not do that will, you know, lessen the quality or reduce the quality of our voice?
So I'll start with the postures thing that you were saying before. So a really big no-no is to never have your neck leaning like forward into the mic. So rather than do that, bring your mic closer to you, right? So that your neck is always aligned with your spine. Otherwise, you're going to actually, well, first of all, you're going to get neck pain. But second of all, that tension that you create in your neck is just going to absorb the sound. And therefore, it'll actually make you put more pressure on your vocal cords without even, you know, thinking about it. But you will, because the muscles in your throat, they will actually come in to compensate when you don't have a proper breath or a proper posture. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I can definitely say that that's something throughout the podcasting community, where particularly those of us that travel a lot will have a little bit ghetto podcast studio setups to where the we don't necessarily have a swing arm that we can bring right to our mouths often. So that's something that we can all keep in mind, I think, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. And then the other posture thing I'd say, which is a big no-no, is simply don't clench your teeth when you're talking. Now, I know that sounds funny. Why am I saying that? I don't think anybody's saying to themselves, I purposefully clench my teeth when I'm talking. But the fact is, and I've seen this in a lot of public speakers and consultants that I work with who use their voice a lot, that people just don't naturally open their mouths that much when they speak. Spend a week observing yourself, Ben, and see what you think. Let me know if you agree with me. But we tend to speak in such a way where especially our back teeth tends to be touching. And that causes a lot of jaw and tongue tension that is not going to be good for a podcaster too. So one thing I really suggest is just do a few blah, blah, blahs where you're thinking being really lazy, and just drop your jaw and tongue, let your tongue be heavy and just go blah, 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 blah. Like that's a really good sort of, you know, pre-podcast warm-up as well. But yeah, so don't tighten your jaw and speak with your mouth open, please, I guess is the thing that I'm trying to say. In terms of liquids and all that sort of stuff, the ideal is to drink water, obviously, but room temperature water. That's the thing. Most of us don't realize that freezing cold, icy water is going to freeze up your vocal cords. So you don't want to do that. And then on the other side of the spectrum, you know, really, like some people really love to have their tea really boil, like really hot. I'm actually one of them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's good to drink, you know, room temperature liquids. And water is obviously the best choice. But one thing that I do every single morning, and I highly recommend for yourself and for your podcast listeners, is manuka honey with lemon and water. So have you heard of manuka honey?
Interesting. I have never heard of manuka honey, but you've got my attention.
Awesome. So manuka honey is a type of medicated honey. So it actually has antibacterial agents or something like that. Look, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a, you know, so I'm not going to claim to, I'm not trying to explain that. But basically, I mean, it's really good honey that will soothe your vocal cords and just get the moisture there. And it also, you know, because it has antibacterial agents in it, it helps to kill off any bugs and whatever, you know, that can attack your throat. And, but the thing about manuka honey is that you need to get active 10 plus or more. If it's a lesser number than 10, it actually has hardly any difference to normal honey, so it won't have those antibacterial agents that I was talking about. But yeah, just a teaspoon of Manuka honey, Active 10 Plus, mixed in with warm water and a few drops of lemon every morning is what I totally recommend for your podcast listeners and for yourself. And in terms of what not to drink, you know, I'm pretty sure most people love to have a morning coffee. And you know what? I wouldn't say no to it. But what I'd say is if you're going to drink anything with caffeine, so whether that's coffee, Coke, tea or whatever, always follow that with a big glass of water. Because the caffeine dries out your vocal cords. So, Okay. Yeah. So if you're ready, you know.
Wash it down with some water.
Wash it down with some water. Get that hydration going. And it's the same thing if you want to eat something greasy like fried chicken or chips or chili, you know, or something like that. Anything really acidic as well. It's going to cause mucus to build around your vocal cords, which isn't the best sound. You know, like when you have that phlegmy sound, you know, and you're continually needing to clear your throat. So if you must have that fried chicken, or if you must have that, you know, chili, really hot chili curry or something, just make sure you wash it down with some water afterwards. But I wouldn't recommend it right before a podcast recording.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we've got some golden tips here in the couple of exercises. We've got the bubble exercise, we've got the blah blah exercise. We've got the, what'd you call the humming reverberation exercise?
I just call that the yummy
the yummy exercise and the golden ticket honey. I like that. Okay, thank you so much, Carrie. Really appreciate you coming on the show today and chatting with us, because I think as podcasters, we can really use some of those tips to conserve our voice and to sound better and reduce the amount of effort that we're putting into it as podcasters. And as, you know, because obviously we talk a lot. Not only do we like the sound of our own voice, but we like to preserve it as well. So really appreciate that, Carrie. Thank you very much. So as podcasters, now we've got a couple of warm-ups that we can use before doing podcast episodes. We've got a couple of no-nos, things we need to avoid, and particularly on the liquids front, we all know now that room temperature water is the winner, and we've got our golden little honey tip. So we'll keep that on the down low just between us singers and the podcasters for this show. Carrie very graciously provides the first module of her vocal training program. It's called Build Your Best Voice. It's free on her website over at thesongbirdtree.com. She didn't know I'm saying that, but it's a really great program, and I would definitely recommend it to any of you podcasters out there who are looking to soothe out your voice a little bit, or maybe have a singing side interest. So one thing that I want to bring up to you is, what are some of the measures that you take as a podcaster to prepare your voice for doing a podcast recording? You can head over to authorityengine.com/24, where you'll find the show notes and links and everything for this episode, as well as you can post up your response to that question. So I'm really curious to hear what you guys do to prepare your voice, if anything, before a podcast recording. So if you guys like what we're doing here at Authority Engine, head on over to authorityengine.com/love. That's where you can leave us a review, spread the word, sign up to the email list where we've got a really fantastic little free guide that will show you how to plan the perfect podcast. If that's for you, head on over. If not, that's all right too. So we will see you back next time for more strategies and tactics directly from all the top podcasters in iTunes, always geared towards helping you accelerate your business with podcasting. Thanks a bunch, folks, and see you guys next week.